One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadie and Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I am your host, Nathan A. K.A. Nady, of course. I don't know why I sound like a robot just then. And with me on today's episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Happy to say I do.
Happy to say, wait, are you saying hello or goodbye? I'm so confused. I'm glad you started singing because I know last episode I said I was going to try to sing the entire episode while talking about this movie. But that ain't going to happen because I don't want to annoy too many people.
I don't think anyone's worried about it. However, there are so many good songs in the movie we're reviewing today, which is The Sound of Music. Sound of Music is starring a bunch of people, but who really cares? It's just Julie Andrews. Don't even bother listing anyone else. This movie is just Julie Andrews.
So before we get in further about The Sound of Music, I gotta go over the synopsis. So The Sound of Music is about a young novice who is sent by her convent in 1930s Austria to become a governess to the seven children of a widowed naval officer. The Sound of Music stars, of course, Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer, Eleanor Parker, Richard Hayden, and a bunch of kids.
Yes, and you know what? Really, nobody else matters. Nobody matters except for Julie Andrews. She's the star of the show.
Well, and Christopher Plummer. I mean, he's yeah, pretty well known. Anyway. He's a pretty famous actor.
Yeah, who cares?
Anyway. So, have you watched The Sound of Music before we watched it for this episode?
Sound of Music is a classic, and I had seen it before, maybe once or twice, but I mean, not often. It was not one we like grew up watching. One, because it's 3 hours long. Two, because it's a little bit corny and my parents just like aren't really into super corny stuff. For example, we watched Bad Christmas at Christmas time. Not to bring up a sore subject for Nathan. But Sound of Music is a classic that regardless of ever watching it, I knew most of the songs. Like I was finding myself singing along to words that I had no idea I knew, despite having probably only watched this a handful of times.
Yeah, I had actually never watched it all the way through. Shockingly. I'd never watched Sound
of Music. That is crazy. Yeah. You're the musical guy and the theater guy.
I know. But I never watched it all the way through. And I know people listening to this episode are probably be like, give us your movie critic card back because there's a lot of movies on this list that we're going to be watching that I have not seen. And so people are going to be wondering, why do I call myself the movie person of this show? Well, it's because I do like movies. But anyway, so The Sound of Music is a classic, like we both said. So let's get right into our likes and dislikes. My number one like, and I'm sure, Katie, you would agree with this, is the songs. The songs are very well known, 100%. I mean, I think every single song that's in this movie is well known. And this was actually a Broadway musical before it was a movie. So they actually adapted the Broadway musical into this movie. And if you listen to the trailer last episode when we gave you a sneak peek, they actually inserted two new songs into the movie. Now, of course, I didn't do my research to find out what those two songs were. So I don't know, Katie, did you do that? Did you find out what those two songs were?
I have to be honest, Nathan, I didn't even realize that it was a Broadway before this. That's interesting. I didn't know that. More importantly, before even that, let's highlight the fact that this story follows the Von Trapp family, which is based on, that is a real family. There are huge differences in the facts of, you know, the relationship between Maria and the husband, what's his name, Georg, and how they escape and flee from Austria and all these little minor details that are very different. But there was a real Von Trapp family with a real Maria, and they actually traveled around singing. So I didn't really know that, actually. I know it sounds silly, but I didn't realize that that is a was a true story that this was loosely based on.
Yeah, so it was based on a true story. And yes, it was a Broadway musical before they adapted it into a movie. And the two songs that were added, I just searched it while you were talking, but I was paying attention to you. Those two songs were I Have Confidence and Something Good. So the sweet ballad that they sing to each other, I think close to the end of the movie, Something Good, is one of those. And it was actually, they were both written by Richard Rodgers of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame. And he wrote those by Richard Rodgers actually wrote those by himself because Oscar Hammerstein had passed away 6 months after the Broadway show's premiere. So Rodgers,
it's funny you say that because those are like two of the songs. Like I couldn't, those are not like favorites. Those are probably pretty low at the bottom of the list of favorites.
Richard Rodgers wrote it by himself because his friend died.
Well,
so
good for him. I could tell they're very sad. I too would say that my favorite part of The Sound of Music was the sound of the music.
I like what you did.
I mean, she's just an incredible singer. I mean, obviously, you know, there's two pieces, right? So the songs themselves, huge credit to the people that made them. But then her execution of each song, she does it so effortlessly. And it, for some reason, doesn't feel too corny when she sings. It just feels right and feels so joyful. Like you can't, I feel like you can't hear her voice, especially, you know, she was also in Mary Poppins. I just smile when I hear her song or singing voice. It just makes me want to smile. And she's just got the big beaming smile the whole time. So I really, really did like the music.
Well, how can you forget Christopher Plummer singing Edelweiss? I mean, come on.
Okay, I will admit Edelweiss. And then also I watched Man in the High Castle. It's a TV show. Edelweiss was the theme song every time. And yeah, like I found myself, I hum that song a lot. Like I used to hum it to my son when he was first born because we were like just watching the show. And I didn't know, was that song written for this? Or is it like, in an Austrian song already? I don't know the history of some of these songs.
Well, that would have been something good to have researched before we did this episode. It would have been really nice to talk about, you know, the history of these songs. I believe Edelweiss is a type of flower. I think so. Is it?
Right. It is.
We're really bad at knowing what we're talking about before we talk about
it. Listen, no one said I had to be a movie professional in terms of the details. All I know is that I liked the movie and I'm just a critic watching the movie. I will say I enjoyed the movie. I really liked the story. Thought it was great. But I actually, as much as I love the songs, I think songs is kind of like the main thing. Because I had quite a few critiques. Not that I dislike the movie, but I just had a lot of small critiques throughout. And so I think I have more to share for that.
Well, before we get into that, I got to share my other like. And that is the fact that this is just a wholesome movie. This is a movie that I can watch with my kids. If you follow us on our social media platforms, you saw that I did share a little moment that I was sharing with my children watching this movie. Even though right after I shared that, they both walked away and were not interested in the movie anymore. So that was one classic moment that will be, you know, frozen in time forever, but does not represent what actually occurred the rest of the time. But it is a wholesome movie, even though some of the storyline is kind of heavy because it deals with Nazis and Germany and all that, you know, all that stuff that happened during that time. But overall, the story is great. It's safe to watch with your whole family. There's nothing really bad in it, so that's great. And before you get into your dislike, I only had one big dislike, and that is the fact that this movie is very long. It's so long, it has an intermission. And it's just a long movie. And there is like a moment that I think probably after they get married, it feels like that could have been like the final part of the movie, but it just keeps on going. Because of the Nazis and stuff, and they have to, you know, resolve the whole thing with Ralph. Is that his name? Ralph, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just to me, it's kind of, it just goes a little too long. But that would be my only critique, is that the movie was a tad bit long. But you said you have some minor critiques, so I'm interested to hear what you thought about the movie itself and not just the songs.
Right. Well, and yes, one of my critiques is definitely the length. I mean, of course, a lot of the movies coming out now are, you know, Oppenheimer just won the Oscar for Best Motion Picture, and that was a three-hour movie. But, you know, we talk often about a necessary 3 hours versus not. I mean, there's so many songs. Obviously, that's what drags it on so long. You can only move the plot along so much when you have a 6-minute Do Re Mi song. So in some ways, even the songs dragged on. My son watched with me as well. So agree with you, family friendly. And he wants to listen to the music in the car now. But yeah, the Do Re Mi song just keeps going. It's like 7 minutes long. So it is long. On another note of timing, it does feel like the plot is pretty slow. And then the last like 15 minutes of the movie, just like blah, 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 a bunch of stuff happens, like intense. They're married and the Nazis come and they're going to escape to Austria. And it just feels like we're tracking along this, like, here's the vibe of the movie. And then the last 15 minutes feels like I'm watching a completely different movie. And yeah, you do question, like, what, did we need that? But it does include, for those who haven't seen it, which would be kind of crazy, stop listening now and go and watch. It goes into the true story that the Von Trapps did escape Austria and escape away to avoid the Nazis coming and taking over. They actually escaped by train in real life, not over the hills in The Sound of Music. But I understand wanting to include that as part of their story. Other small critiques were just things like, I think watching it again as an adult, it's just way cornier. Like, my husband and I were both kind of like, this is pretty corny. Like, this is pretty cheesy. There's probably a little more of that nostalgia that's making me like it than necessarily if I saw this for the first time. It was like, wow, I'm taken away. So that was kind of it. Like, the acting, I think, again, children actors are not going to be perfect, especially ones that can sing also. But I felt like the child actors were pretty bad. Just being honest, like they were not, and maybe this was early on, there was not a lot of kid acting at the time, but with what we see now in movies, like especially that young boy that we just watched in Anatomy of a Fall, there's like a young kid, like acting is incredible, and he's like 8 years old. I guess those were just my minor things.
Those are a few of your least favorite things.
Least favorite. Exactly. What would you say is your favorite song?
I mean, obviously, Favorite Things is the classic. The only thing I don't understand about that song is why do they play it during Christmas time? Like, why do they assume that that song is a Christmas song? I mean, have you ever noticed that they play that song a lot during Christmas time? And I don't understand.
I didn't even realize that. That doesn't make sense. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I really love... Few of my favorite things is a favorite because I'm a very optimistic person. I tend to be a little bit like her. I also, my husband and I were just talking about tonight, that scene with the puppets. His critique was, he's like, there's no way those kids could actually do those puppets. Like, those were extremely intense and extremely hard to maneuver. He's like, what, those marionettes? Kids aren't the marionettes. Yeah.
Marionettes aren't that hard to do.
Yeah. Leave it to my husband to be nitpicking the marionettes.
Those kids aren't that smart.
Yeah, I do like that song, the yodeling song.
You say that it was kind of cheesy, and I think, could it have, now that you know that it was originally a Broadway musical first, do you think that they kind of try to translate the musical into the movie, and that's what brought up the cheesiness? Because if you've seen a show on Broadway, or if you've seen a theater show in general, usually the acting is a little more over the top, and it could come off as a little bit cheesy. And so do you feel like maybe that is why they were trying to portray that kind of acting? Or
I see, this is where your professional opinion would trump mine. I think you're probably very right that there is more of that presentation acting that a Broadway would have. So I'll give them credit there. My last thing I have to say on this movie before I rate it is that, not even the plot, of course, but the opening scene and just in general, the landscape of this movie. I mean, my husband and I immediately went onto the computer and were Googling flights to Austria. It is one of the places we got to travel around in Europe a lot after he graduated, and we did not get to go to Austria. Ironically, we wanted to go after we watched Band of Brothers, because there's a lot of scenes in Austria there. But golly, like that opening scene, it's filmed from a helicopter. I looked that up. There was like helicopter footage, you know, this is way before drones, and just flying through these beautiful Alps. And man, and it just zooms in on this tiny little woman dancing around in the hills. And I want to be her. I want to go to Austria and walk through those same hills.
Yeah, visually, this movie is stunning. And it's one of those movies that you watch, and you're like, man, to see this on the big screen would probably be breathtaking just because of the visuals. So that is The Sound of Music. I think we both enjoyed it. I don't know how high we're going to rate it. So let's see. Katie, what would you give the classic musical Sound of Music 1 out of 6 stars?
Well, it's cute and it's heartwarming, but I didn't laugh. I didn't cry. I wasn't scared. Not any big emotions. So I would go ahead and give it, sorry if I offend anyone, a 4.
Wow, I am shocked by that. Because I'm going to give this classic musical, because I'm a musical guy. I love theater. Julie Andrews is amazing. Christopher Plummer does a great job. It still has that charm, even though, yes, it is cheesy. I'm going to give The Sound of Music a big old 5.5 out of 6. And that is The Sound of Music, everybody. We're almost done with the month of March. We have one more movie coming up. And to give you a little sneak peek of what that is, take a listen.
To Be or Not to Be is truly an outstanding motion picture. An exciting romantic comedy keyed to an ever-mounting tempo of suspense. To Be or Not to Be brings you the screen's beloved star, Carol Lombard, in the kind of role that won her the applause of millions. And that mirthmaker of the movies, that Casanova of the radio, your favorite comedian, Jack Benny, in something entirely new, something surprisingly different, and it's hilarious all the way. To Be or Not to Be is a swift-moving comedy melodrama, enriched by the magic that sparkles in every Ernst Lubitsch production. It's the picture everyone will want to see.
We're ending March with the Jack Benny classic comedy. I did already watch this and I'm kind of confused at what it is. So I'm excited about talking about it. It is a movie called To Be or Not to Be. It does have something to do with Hamlet, hence the title. Katie, have you ever heard of this movie?
There's nothing you're saying that I've heard of before. I'm very excited about this one, though. I'll have no preconceived notions.
Well, there you have it, folks. And I actually have something I want to do to end this episode. Is that okay with you, Katie?
I suppose.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey? Austria. Austria. Good day, mate. Have another shrimp on the barbie.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms, and if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.